This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
It is the Hoffman Show. That's us. Greg Hoffman here. Anthony Haney there, here on the Team 980. We got all kinds of, it's a potpourri kind of day, Anthony. First of all, I love your hat.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Wow, that's why. Rooster was in here. You were, but it's because my mic was quiet.
Oh, okay.
That was the thing, because sometimes when I move the computers around in here, also, is that my mic making crackly noises, or is that just my headphones?
I think your headphones.
Okay, that's good, because that means no one else is hearing them, and now I sound like a person who's hearing things. Sometimes when I move the computers around in here to get set for the show, the wires knock the mic levels. Also, Chris Russell is the loudest person in the history of the planet. And so the mic level that he needs, because this is Chris Russell's voice at all. I can't even do it. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt my vocal cords. Is very different than what I need. So I had to give that the old boosty boost to get back in phase, if you will. So potpourri of things on the show today. We have previews of both NCAA tournaments through multiple angles. Ben Pickman from The Athletic is going to take care of both angles for us on the women's tournament. We're going to go through the bracket with him, and we're going to talk about some of the top WNBA prospects, considering the Mystics have 3 picks in the top 6 in the April draft, which is now, what's today? Today's the 19th. The WNBA draft, Anthony, is less than a month away.
Good gracious. It's moving, man.
Yeah. There's going to be like 3 to 5 new Mystics in a month. It's crazy. Like probably a month from like Monday or something, it'll be media day or something silly.
Yeah.
So
I forgot how quickly the WNBA draft is following March Madness.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely bananas wild how they do it. But that is how they do it. And so we'll play along and go from there. But our mission is to make sure that people are locked in, that people are informed. And so we'll do that with Ben Pickman coming up at either 5:15 or 5:30. We'll see how long our chat at 5 o'clock is. That will be one of the determining factors. Jeremy Wu from ESPN, who is one of their NBA draft analysts, he is going to join us to go through the top NBA draft prospects. I kind of am going to say, Anthony, outside of Cooper Flagg, because I feel like people know Cooper Flagg at this point.
Yep.
So we'll talk about some of the other top prospects in the tournament. And then we will have our second consecutive let's go through the entire bracket with someone who knows it better than us. Yesterday, Kevin Brown gave you everything you needed to know in 20 minutes. We made a stop in Denton Day's office before we came in today to our studio here. Denton's office is just a conference room down the hall that he doodles on the whiteboard and does fantastic digital content from. But we decided to do a funny bit where we went and sat in Denton's office and we recorded a tournament preview. So that'll be at 6 o'clock. Dave Johnson, head of Wizards and Jazz tonight at 6:30. So we are locked, loaded, and ready to go. And we have, to start the show, Anthony Haney, a little bit, and I do mean just a little bit, of breaking news.
Breaking news.
Oh, snap, news is broken. Breaking news.
Per the old multiple reports, Adam Schefter is the one that I'm going to read this verbatim from. A reworked deal for Debo in D.C. Oh, what a clever headline. The Commanders are guaranteeing $17 million of Debo Samuel's previously non-guaranteed salary for this season, along with adding another $3 million worth of incentives, per sources. Samuel now will play this season on a one-year deal worth up to $20 million, including $17 million guaranteed. Samuel's agent, Tory Dandy, and the Commanders' general manager, Adam Peters, negotiated the deal. I'm going to be honest with you, Anthony. I don't really know what this means a whole lot. This is obviously news. There is not a ton here, I think, that impacts anything but ultimately Debo Samuel's bank account. Like, I don't think this is going to have any big deal on the cap. Like, Debo, as long as he was on the roster, was going to count roughly, from what I understood, $17 million against the cap anyway. So my question is like, once, like, the team wouldn't probably do this unless they get something out of it. So is there a chance that they moved around some money in a way that they added a void year or something that I don't know. If everything's guaranteed in salary, that should mean it just counts on the cap as is. But did they do something to bring his cap number down and push some money into the future? Maybe, but it doesn't sound like it. That the way that's worded from Schefter is like, you were going to count $17 million, even though it was non-guaranteed. Technically, they could have cut him after like training camp or whatever, and, you know, per game roster bonuses or whatever. But like, those numbers kind of go on the cap now. So like, yeah, if you cut him after training camp, because training camp's a bomb scare, would you save that money? Yes. But what are you going to do with $17 million in September? I would much rather have a happier Debo Samuel. And so what the team gets out of it, hopefully, is a happier player who is, you know, feels good about the franchise. You add a little bit of incentives. And so obviously incentive is good. And like, let's have this guy wanting to go out there and hit these incentive numbers. Certainly worked for like Zach Ertz last year, who hit a bunch of numbers on the last day of the regular season and made himself a whole bunch of money. Remember us talking about that on the show?
Yep.
So if that's the case, like, is this news? Sure. Do I fully understand why it happened? If I'm going to be honest with you guys, and I think at this point, over the last couple of weeks, you know that I don't know nothing on this contract stuff. Like, I understand a lot of the fundamentals and the basics of it. This one, it seems like it's much more of an interpersonal relationship thing where we're going to try to make sure we get the best out of Debo Samuel. Like, we traded for you for a reason. We're not trading for you to cut you. So having this salary be non-guaranteed feels very silly. It's going to count on our cap pretty much no matter what. So let's just guarantee it. We can give you a little bit more in incentives. And if you go out and ball out, then, well, we've already paid you a lot of money. We've shown you good faith, and maybe it helps them get a better number next year. But there's no long-term commitment here. So buying yourself goodwill and future salary cap space, that's about my best guess, Ant.
I mean, I think your guess is pretty on, you know. I think it's online, to be honest. Again, like, Debo, he wanted money. He wanted a contract extension. I think them guaranteeing him a little bit of money just up front, I think is going to make him happy, make him go out there, you know, and give Washington the best. But I think it will also, if he does go out there and ball out, I think the conversation we had yesterday about Terry, about Debo, about them being two, I think he really might actually want to demand, you know, more money than the 20, you know, that you had proposed, like a 2 for $40 or whatever it is. So, I mean, again, I think it would just be good for him to go out there, be happy, and us get the best out of him. And if he ends up, you know, wanting to come back and re-sign with us, I think that would be great as well. But I think it would be a little scary when it comes to the financials about, like, what he might demand or want to command.
He's got the contract that I currently see on Over the Cap, which I don't think is the updated one yet, is $16 million in base salary. His cap number is 17.4, and it's non-guaranteed. If they cut him, there's zero dead money, and they save 17.4. So they've now guaranteed that, but, like, on their books, they were probably already mentally guaranteeing that. It's just because you can, it's not guaranteed, doesn't mean it doesn't count against the cap or anything. So, and they wouldn't have traded for him if they didn't plan on keeping him. So this in many ways is just formalizing the agreement and the commitment to each other in a way that's an act of good faith and hopefully pays off for them in the long term. There's plenty of other changes potentially coming to the NFL, though, as well. New rule changes that have been proposed today, including the banning of the tush push. Again, is there actually a smart something somewhere to be done about that play, or is there nothing to be done at all? Plus, the Lions don't seem too happy about what the Commanders did to them last year, and the fact that they had to play Washington there in their first playoff game. So they proposed a solution that would change the way the playoffs are done. And while it would be fun to, and probably easier radio, to just dunk on this idea, I actually don't hate it either. We will discuss some of the proposed rule changes in the NFL next on The Hoffman Show.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.